Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I don't know if you heard, but we are growing so strong, 500,000 and over. We're looking for more and more and more listeners. We are so determined to make this show number one on all of the internet shows, of all talk shows in the world. Nothing is too hard. We can do all things. Are you in agreement with me? Tell all your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your coworkers to join in on the fun on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, because you never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Listen, today is such an amazing day. I'm just super excited about it. The weather is clearing up here in DC. We got a lot of sunshine. We got a lot of clear skies. And you know, every now and then we'll get a thunderstorm, but it has been, for the most part, really, really, really a great beginning of the week. It's right now, currently, partly cloudy in Washington, D.C., 74 degrees, but we're going to be high, 82, and partly sunny again. And also in Detroit, we are 69 degrees right now, partly cloudy, but you are going to be up to a high 72. I know you guys are enjoying that weather. Richmond, VA. Hey, Richmond, you are 74 degrees right now, partly cloudy. You're going to go up to a whopping 84 degrees, partly cloudy. And also my Jacksonville, Florida, where my main man comedian A-Train is from, it is 82 degrees, mostly cloudy today. And you got some thunder scattered short storms coming right now. It's going to be high of 88 degrees. Your thunderstorms are expected to come somewhere around 4 p.m. But listen, your weather is so awesome anyway, it doesn't even matter. My Texas folks, 82 degrees, mostly sunny today, and your high is going to be 89 degrees and partly sunny. Listen, this is a great day to be joyful. I'm so excited. So many things are coming up. I have so many great guests joining me today, but first I got a couple announcements to make. I want to make sure that you are aware that the Keys Against the Enemy is in its final stages. I'm right about in going into print. I have to finalize the final draft, and then it's going to go into print. So that's coming out real soon. We got Curvation Elevation, the second fitness DVD, Health and Soul Fitness DVD, is coming soon. We'll be recording that in July, but this June, the 24th, I'm so excited to talk about the prayer breakfast. And I actually have Rachel Lee, who is going to be joining me talking about the actual prayer breakfast. It's called Sparkling Gems. It's this June the 24th at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a power prayer breakfast. And honey, we got together yesterday and we prayed about that thing. And I'm believing God is getting ready to give us a tsunami of blessings. Every need is going to be met. I'm believing that every answer to questions is going to be answered. I'm believing that we're going to be redirected and redefined. Come on now. We're about to get it in. And it's at the Fairfield Inn and Suites by the Marriott. And it's 825 East Highway, and that is in Stockbridge, Georgia. So if you are anywhere in Georgia, hey, I'm coming to you. Darlene McCoy is going to be there. Prophetess Tara Caressa is gonna, Hodges is going to be there. Lady Rachel is going to be there. Lee and myself is going to be in the house. Tickets are only $30. So I'm hoping that you can come and hang out with us and really hang out with the Lord and let him just embrace you, love you, and just elevate you and increase you, because I believe that that's what we're going to be receiving. I don't want to miss the date. I'm definitely going to be there no matter what, in the name of Jesus. All right. So today, like I say, we got a great lineup today. We got Roderick Dickerson. You all have that have been a part of the show for as long as we've been on, for 2 years now. He's been on several times. He's a producer, a filmmaker, and now he has internet show, actually internet network. Come on now. Network called Kingdom Empire Network. So he's doing great big things. So he'll be coming on talking about that. But my connection with him is that he's filmed Health and Soul, to help my first Health and Soul Fitness DVD, along with a lot of other commercials and things like that. So he's very gifted and talented, and I'm so glad to see how God has just elevated and increased all of his talents and everything. And now he has a network that's thriving all over the world. People are subscribing and all of that. So he's going to talk to us about that. And then I got Rachel Lee. is coming on, and she's going to be, her and I are going to be talking about the Power Breakfast along with her team. And you know it ain't a show unless my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, is joining us. And you know he's going to be catching us up. And I got a couple of questions about trending topics that I want to ask him about. And I know he's going to tell us all about it. And he's going to bring our his funny and also tell us what he's got going on and what's coming up and all of that. So listen, you don't want to miss this show. Stay tuned. And our first guest right now is Roderick Dickerson. Hey, Roderick.
Hey, what's happening, Dr. Gina Prince?
What's going on, man? I was just updating everyone and letting them know and reminding the listeners that have been with me for since the beginning that what you have been doing lately and what all God has expanded you to. So introduce yourself and tell the listeners that don't know you exactly who you are and what you do.
Thank you so much, Gina. I'm very excited and been blessed to be the founder and CEO of the Kingdom Empire Network. Of course, you know I have a company called iBox Films, and we produce everything from movies to documentaries, TV shows, commercials, and industrial video. And was blessed to have a show, my own show, Noise of Joy, but God expanded that idea. Now, instead of just having one show, because I was trying to lump everything into one show with the entertainment, the news, the community events, and just kind of branched that idea and created a network where now we have a network of several channels with several shows on each channel. You know, we have everything from Noise of Joy channel, instead of just a show, to a cooking channel, a health and fitness channel, a beauty channel, fashion channel, a real music channel, which deals with live entertainment from neo soul to jazz. I mean, it's just amazing what's going on with this, and it's all original content, you know, where we have independent producers from around the world create movies, they create documentaries and short films. They have concerts, and we're bringing all of that to the Kingdom Empire Network so we can just enjoy things that we don't have an opportunity to go to. And it's amazing. The talent around the world is amazing, from Istanbul to Nigeria to Jamaica to California to Washington, D.C. I mean, there's so much talent, and this gives us the opportunity to not only just showcase our talent but to also have an income from the things that we produce from around the world. And then the viewership is amazing. You know, people are loving the Noise of Joy. They're loving all of the other opportunities and shows on here as well. So I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that is so amazing. So if somebody wants to actually have their own production on your network, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, everything starts out with a Kingdom Key. So you have to get into the kingdom. The only way to get into the kingdom, you get your Kingdom Key, which is really like a subscription. We're kind of like a subscription site, similar to maybe, I'll say, a Hulu or Netflix, because we're on demand. Everything that I talked about, you can watch it anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But once you get a Kingdom Key as an independent producer, we do have several packages available where you can have your own show. And people can watch you all over the world, not just in your region, not just in your, you know, your stop set, but you can be watched all over the world. And and you can be marketed. If you have a product, good or service that can be, you know, sold all over the world, you have that opportunity as well.
That is amazing. So for those that don't know, and you know, they have a baby, you know, it's like, I have this vision, I've been carrying this dream, you know, and so what you're saying sounds fantastic, but how much of experience do you have? Like, you told me all of the things that you do. Tell the listeners that don't know, what's your background before all of this came about, and how long you've been doing this actually?
Well, I am a graduate of Columbia School of Broadcasting, and I attended California State University, and I majored in broadcast communications. I went to Comcast University and got an advanced certificate there. I've been in the business, actually actively involved in the radio and TV business for over 20 years, somewhat self-taught because of the advent of the computer. You know, when I first got started, everything was analog. So I'm used to the old analog, but I adapted to nonlinear computer-based editing I'm very fast. I guess I'm a fast learner. But I've been in the business for over 20-some years. But anyone who wants a show, you know, we do provide, you know, I do produce myself. And we do have rates where a person, if they don't have access to cameras, you know, camera operators and equipment, I do provide that as well. If they do have someone that they, because you'd be surprised now, I've actually seen movies and television shows produced from iPhones. And, you know, because these cell phones can actually shoot in high definition now. As far as the eye candy and the slick editing, you know, I can help them with that and kind of give them some tips. Because the visual medium now is accessible to just about everybody, but there are some technical areas, especially when it comes to audio, that a lot of people lack. So I'll show them how to use proper lighting, proper microphones, and proper ways of recording, just like in a movie. When you film a movie, the camera doesn't do the recording. There's another recording device. So I can show them a cheap, economical way to really record, because the audio is just as important, or maybe even more important than the video. So I can give them all the tips that they'll need, and I bring a wealth of experience from myself and other players. And you've worked with my team, and you saw how we operate.
Well, that is so amazing, and that could give a lot of folks comfort to know that. Tell those that don't quite understand how we have transitioned from regular television to now internet television. How did that start, and how can you explain the safety of that nowadays?
Well, this is something that really just kind of just blew up, but it put the power in the people's hands. Just about anybody can have some type of representation via television or radio over the internet. It's just a few technical things that they may need to have in place, maybe an expert here or there that can guide them. But the internet has really opened the door. It has provided us a way to actually interact with people all over the world. You know, whether you're blogging, whether you're Facebook friends, Instagrams, we have immediate access to thousands, millions of people, you know, at the touch of a button, just logging in. When they brought video, you know, of course, YouTube is very instrumental in that, along with a few other you know, internet entities. By bringing the ability to have video, immediate video, you know, we FaceTime and all of this other stuff, it has really opened the door. And all of your billionaire companies, they're utilizing this. So you know that we are on the right path when it comes to that. And it also takes away a lot of restrictions, because, you know, at regular television has quite a few restrictions. And, you know, things have to be produced a certain way, timed a certain way. And you don't have the ability to be on whenever you want to be on. It's an expensive endeavor to have a television show, a weekly show, to be on prime time. You know, we're talking about millions of dollars to be seen and heard, you know, all over America, where now, I mean, it's very, very little money to do this.
And wow.
So the Kingdom Empire Network is really a great platform for any independent producer, whether you're producing movies, a television show, talk shows. This is a great opportunity for you to not only be on everywhere 24 hours a day, but also provide an income for you. And who's doing that? I mean, if I go to any channel and I say, well, I want to put my show, and then they go, and do I get any money back for viewers? They're going to say no. They're going to look at me like I'm crazy.
Well, this is the interesting thing about all of that, is that, you know, your chances of, with your vision and your ideas of getting on internet and being received, are a lot greater than you going and making a pilot and, you know, sending it during pilot season and getting picked up. A lot of people now with products and that's already established, or want a quick return on their idea or their pilots. And their investment in shows are getting celebrities that's already established now. If you look at the trend that's going on right now in television, you got more entertainers and music. Those that are movie stars now are doing more television. They're doing game shows. they're doing. They're looking at those people who can make the ratings go up quick, and how can I make my money back, my return back on what I've invested in putting this show together, or whoever the investor is, they're looking for their return back. Okay, so that's through advertisement and things like that. And the more, the bigger the celebrities are, the quicker their return, because the commercials actually pay the bills. So, or the fact that the network, I'm sorry, buys the show, and then they want their return back. So they, in turn, somehow, you know, want the celebrities to, for the quick return. But anyway, it leaves a small, and I don't mean this any, you know, rude or anything like that.
I know what you're saying, though.
But it leaves the struggling actor, the new beginners, you know, to really, you know, work just as hard and even harder, and really be in your prayer life, because it's going to take a lot of favor in that moment. And that moment, and I'm being honest, I don't want people to just, you know, I want you to understand that there's other options. You know, some people get so stuck at one thing, but you can get that exposure and become an internet sensation or an internet celebrity, and then they will come for you then as well.
Right.
If you notice, a lot of the movies are now are getting internet celebrities, internet, those that do the YouTube channels and all of that. So don't sweat. Don't lose sight that the whole purpose is that you want to release your talent out into the atmosphere, and to be seen, you just have to look for the other options that God may have, and allow him to order your steps, because there's an audience for you. You just have to find out where that is. So if it's YouTube, or if it's having your own television show or whatever, you know, a podcast, a web cast, is, you have to find that audience and allow God to expand you. So if he can trust you a little, then he will advance you so much. So now, Roderick, this was so informative, and I'm so glad that you were on here. I want you to tell the listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, great. Well, I want everybody right now, if you can do it, to go to the KingdomEmpireNetwork.com. KingdomEmpireNetwork.com. Just go there, kind of browse around, check it out, see the different channels that we offer. Go to the About, you know, you can read about me and how I got started, and some of the things that I've said about my background and our mission statement. You can even join now, you know, you can join for as low as $9.99 a month, and you can just try it. Just try it, and then that'll give you access to all the content shows. I also want to give you my personal email address right now. If you are a producer and you're interested in putting a show on the Kingdom Empire Network, I want you to email me at the letter R, the letter C as in cat. My last name is Dickerson, D-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N, the number 12 at yahoo.com. That's rcdickerson12 at yahoo.com. rcdickerson12 at yahoo.com. If you're a producer, an aspiring producer, and you'd like to contact me personally, I'm available to talk to you.
Well, all right. And, you know, I'm a subscriber, so you guys go ahead subscribe. All over the world, you have access to this Kingdom Empire Network, and founder, CEO, Roderick Dickerson. You will be so, so pleasantly just overwhelmed by the talent and also all of the opportunities, but not only that, by the network itself. And so I just highly recommend that you go ahead and do that right now. Don't wait a minute longer. Go ahead and check into that and see if this is an opportunity for you. But not only that, be a part of the Kingdom Network. Watch the shows and support. All right. Well, this is a great thing. I'm so excited for you, Roderick. I've seen you talked about it, and now it has actually happened. It's here right now. He's got great interviews with people like Kirk Franklin and The Noise of Joy. You'll see Dietrich Haddon, you'll see Marvin Sapp, you'll see some of everybody on there. So you definitely want to tune in and keep up fitness, food and nutrition and everything, the gospel, everything you can want in a network. You're not going to find all of that in a network, not on any television channel. They got several channels that cover all that, but the Kingdom Network has it all on one network. So you definitely want to be a part of the movement, because that's what it is. All right, my friend. man. He's going to be producing Curvation Elevation. He's also the one, like I said, that did my first Health and Soul Fitness DVD. So you definitely want to check that out and all of the other things he's got going on. He's there for you, got the talent and the gifts and the ideas and the vision to help you birth that thing out. So definitely get in touch with Roderick Dickerson, owner and CEO of Kingdom Empire Network. Thank you so much, Roderick.
It's been my pleasure. Always my pleasure.
Well, you know you got to come back again and keep us updated on everything. So you know you're always welcome, okay?
I appreciate that. Love you.
Love you too, Roderick. I'll talk to you soon. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. I think that this is such an opportunity. Like I said, so many people have so many gifts and talents, comedians. You know, might want some place where you want to. Also, if you got a YouTube channel, it's always different audience. You think that you might have locked down one audience and you have the large numbers. But remember, there's billions and billions and billions of folks all over the world. So you never can have too many people watching you. You want as much exposure. You want people to welcome you into their homes, their iPads, their tablets, their iPhones, whatever. You want, you know, to build up the audience that can generate even more. So this is what the networks, the major networks are looking for, actually, though. So just wanted to give you that. So even though you might be successful in your YouTubing or your webinars, this could be an opportunity for you to get this audience that is growing and is also other people that may not know who you are on YouTube or et cetera. All right, so we're getting ready right now to switch gears. We're going to be talking to my girl. She's coming on right now. Hey, and her team. We're going to be talking about the Power Breakfast. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm so good. Introduce yourself to the listener, sister.
Hello, my name is Minister Rachel Lee. I am the founder of Wisdom Heal Sisterhood. Wisdom Heal stands for Wisdom with Women Issues, Single, Divorced, or Married, Healing Every Aspect of a Lady's Soul. And we are a sisterhood. We're hosting our second annual Power Breakfast on June 24th this year. And we are just so excited.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here because, and thank you for correcting me with the pronouncement of your name. Her name is spelled just like she says it, but it's so unique. Rachel. It's so cute.
Yes, Rachel.
Yes, yes. Rachel, because people would say Raquel, that's how they, it looks like that, but it's Rachel. And you got your team with us right now, Erica and Regina. How y'all doing?
Hi, how are you?
We are so good. Glad to have you guys here. So listen, so how long has this prayer breakfast been going on?
Well, this is the second year. So it's been going on since 2016. And it started, I had the vision a few years ago, but God didn't release me. You know, there were so many speakers that I wanted to have, but he just didn't release me. And so this one particular time, this powerful woman, Co-Pastor Goggins, came in and she was speaking to some women and she was just so powerful. And so I went home and I told my husband about it and just was praying, and God said, that is your speaker. So when the time came, when I was able to ask if she would do the honors of speaking, she said yes. And so the other woman that I wanted, she was very popular. And so God just said, at this moment, power over popularity. And so that's how it all began. So it began last year, and our first one was the Power Breakfast, Power Over Popularity.
Wow. Well, you know what? That is so powerful for people. That's a lesson right there. But I love, it's two lessons in what you said. And those that are listening, you know, when God releases something into you, as far as sowing a seed, it's a seed. And then you have to allow it to be watered and then allow him to release you so he can get the increase. And a lot of times people get something, they hear a prophetic word or they get a word from the Lord himself. I mean, you're getting it from him anyway. But I'm just saying, you might get it in your prayer time. He might confirm it through the word, or you might get a prophetic word and then you it confirms whatever he's given you or put in your spirit. But the thing about it is that sometimes we take ownership of something that God has given us. And then we run with it and we do what we think we should do. We come up with our ideas and we add on who we want to add on to it. And I love what you said. It would seem like, you know, because it's the first time, get somebody that's popular, they can bring their audience. But God said, no, he wanted his power. And I just thought that that was very powerful and a lesson. And I hope that the listeners got that, because in your time when God is releasing something to you, you want to make sure that you don't take ownership of that. You want him to get all the glory. And that's what he got when you did this last year, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We had over 100 women that came out. And, I mean, it was just so successful. You know, relationships, sisterhoods, relationships bonded, networking. You know, I still hear women today, you know, that met women last year that are still connecting and doing things together. And that's what it's all about, you know. I have a passion for bringing women, our sisters, together for us to work with one another and to help build one another. And so that dream came. And, you know, so many women, we have purpose and God has given us a purpose, but we don't have power. You know, we've been going to church our whole lives. You know, we have the word, but we don't have any power. And so, you know, last year was just released. You know, the women all over the building, the power just fell upon them. They were just praising and worshiping. You know, they said that businesses were birthed out. You know, they just received that power. And so I just thank God for what he's doing in my life, what he's doing in the women around me in their lives, and the women that he are sending, you know, my way. I feel like I'm a magnet. You know, he uses me to find the women that have issues, and then those that can pour into the issue or to help them, whether it's at a hospital, whether it's, you know, mentoring, you know, whatever it is. So I just thank God for this vision of the power breakfast. And I thank God for the women that he's connecting me with, like Regina and Erica. They have been so supportive. They're always there. And, you know, I couldn't do it without them.
So that brings me to, and I'm going to ask Erica and Regina about last year. What is the expectation that you have for this year? Rochelle?
Our expectation this year is beyond, above anything you could imagine.
Who is this I'm talking to right now? Because I was asking Rochelle what she was expecting this year.
I'm going to get to
Erica and Regina in one second, but I want to talk to the visionary about the whole, because this is a series, I'm assuming, right? Is this something that got an annual thing? Right. So
yes,
I just wanted to know.
Thing.
Right. So this year, what is it that you are expecting God to do in the women? And also, let me just say this, Rochelle. When you said that, I felt like I heard the Lord say that you are a leader to lead those to the well. That's what I heard the Lord say. Yeah. So what are you expecting from him this year?
Okay. Well, this year, I'm just expecting for God to just do over and beyond what he did last year. He has sent some marvelous, I mean, just some wonderful women of God my way that are on the platform this year. So I expect God to use Darlene McCoy's voice to be able to soothe the women's souls and their minds so that they'll be able to so that they will be able to receive the word that he has put into Prophetess Tara Carissa Hodges, and that fight and she and her and that word that he put into her will ignite the fire in every woman that attends to go forth in her purpose. You know, it's so important. And I also expect God to use you in a mighty way as you MC. I expect God to use your voice, and that he will be able to give you the words to speak to every woman that is there, that attends. And when they hear our voices, you know, that fire will be ignited. You know, their hearts will be open and pure. So I'm just expecting, you know, jobs to be received, business to be birthed, marriages to be restored, children, women that aren't able to have children, that they will be able to have children, that they will get pregnant, you know, and just, oh my God, I'm just expecting so much. I'm sorry. You know, I'm just expecting bonding relationships that were broken in friendships amongst women, you know, because I'm expecting for those relationships to be bonded. I'm expecting those relationships to be mended. You know, I'm expecting for the children to be obedient. And I'm just expecting divine connection.
Well, I come in agreement with that. So, Erica, let me start with you. The experience that you had last year, because I understand that you and Regina are great supporters and have been so supportive in a vessel into helping this come to fruition. So tell me, how was it for you last year?
Oh, it was so awesome. It was just really great to respond and to meet women that has godly power. You know, Co-Pastor Godwin asked the audience, has anyone ever seen a modern-day miracle? And, you know, half of them raised their hand and the other half didn't. And the one young lady, she spoke a word into her life, and I believe before that day was up, she had a miracle. She saw with her own eyes. So, you know, when Pastor Co-Godwin spoke, she was like, there's a sound. And it just resounded inside of us, you know. So I'm expecting wonderful things. I really enjoyed the vendors. We had a lot of vendors last night, last year. Even some now we still support, like candles, clothes, even the sorority that was there, which is probably also Delta Christian Sorority. So we have a lot of vendors coming back this year.
All right. Well, Regina, tell us what your experience was like.
Well, first of all, Rochelle is a sweetheart. And I love her to death. And what I want women to understand is the premise for me working with her last year was the thought, if service work is beneath you, then leadership is beyond you. And we have to get in a position of service work. When you have someone who has a vision, she didn't need 1,000 Indians. I mean, there's 1,000 chiefs. She needed some Indians. She needed some workers. She needed someone who believed in her vision and someone who worked at her vision as if it was their vision. And the one thing that was most prolific is everybody was there in a sense of service work, in a sense of making sure that her guests were taken care of. They were serviced. They got what they needed. We, her team, and I was privileged to be on that team, we wanted to make sure that the vision that God had given her was a vision that we gave to her guests. And I think when you have these kind of movements, everybody wants to be a shining star. That's not your time. That's not your place. And so I think service work is what I wanted to call to everybody's attention. And it was and service work is a beautiful thing when it's done right. It's hard work. The service work is hard work when it's done properly. The proper service work is what we were after. And I think that was shown in every year, because Ray is that kind of person. She is going to bring it as if it was her event, her situation. And so when you have people in your life that you can give back to in that manner, that just makes the event all the more special. That's why everybody has that feeling, because everybody who was in a position with her as her team, we were about service. So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, all right. Well, you know you're going to get well taken care of by the team and the staff that's going to be a part of the Power Breakfast. And this is something that you can buy your tickets right now. They're $30, and you definitely want to make sure that you get that and be a part of the event. It's so much that we are expecting. And when you pull on God, he's going to release. He says if you knock at the door, he's going to answer. You know, he's not going to keep us with not feeding us what we want, what we desire of him. If we want more of him, that's exactly what he's going to give us. And he's so faithful in that. The Power Prayer Breakfast 2017 Sparkling Gems is this June the 24th, 2017. I'm going to be there. You heard that. Darlene McCoy is going to be there. Prophetess Tara Carissa's going to Tara Carissa, Lady Lee Ray Shell Lee is gonna be there, and her team, Erica and Regina, they're gonna be welcoming you at the door, at the whatever you need, whatever is needed, they're gonna be there to assist you, show you your seat, direct you to park, whatever. I don't know what they're gonna do, but they're doing it, and they are gonna be at the Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott, and again, this is in Stockbridge, and tell them real quick where they can get their tickets, Rachel, and let them know how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. Tickets can be purchased online at powerbreakfast.info. That's powerbreakfast.info. And you can get in contact with me on Facebook at Wisdom Heals Sisterhood, and also on Twitter, Wisdom Heals You.
Well, all right. This was so good. Again, get those tickets. They only $30. You can't find no conference with all that they said is going to go down on that day. You cannot get no conference tickets that cheap. I'm telling you, get your tickets right now. Buy one from your friend, your coworker. Tell all your neighbors you got to be there. And we're going to remind you on that so you don't miss the date. So say the date is June the 24th, but I definitely will be reminding you, okay, because I'm going to be there. And I want to see you there. All of Atlanta, North Carolina, South Carolina, get in your car, hit the road, and I'll see you there. All right, Rachel and Erica and Regina, thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You are always welcome to come in on, Rachel. Anything you got, an event or whatever, you're always welcome to come on, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having us, and God bless.
God bless you all, and thank you. Listen, my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, is next. Stay tuned after these commercial breaks. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, a.k.a. Philip, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, A-Train, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Dr. G? What's going on?
Well, I'm excited to have you on because, you know, I follow you on Facebook and all your social media, and you had a plethora of videos about your weekend. Please tell us about that.
Oh, my God, man. We're just wrapping up at the 2017 Jacksonville Jazz Festival, you know, and I was privileged to be one of the hosts for the festival. And, man, they had me working multiple stages all at the same time. And I had a blast, man. We had great artists to hit that stage. Shout out to the city of Jacksonville. Shout out to the coordinators and staff who worked so hard behind the scenes at the Jazz Festival. We had great artists like Layla Hathaway, Gregory Porter. I'm saying, listen, Layla Hathaway did not disappoint whatsoever. That sister is just smooth, man. She's smooth. And shout out to my dude, Gregory Porter, man, which is so funny because I actually got turned on to Gregory Porter's music by DL, and because that's what DL listens to in the green room, you know, between shows. I'm like, well, who is this guy that you always listen to? And it's like, man, that's Gregory Porter. I'm like, who? And it's like, Gregory Porter. It's like, you need to up your ears, Strain. You need to up your ears. So that's how I came across Gregory Porter. And then a year later, man,
later on that year, you know, he won the Grammy, and I was like, man, this dude here is phenomenal. So to work on the same stage as him this weekend was just phenomenal. So I'm coming down off that, but I got to get back up because I'm headed to Birmingham this weekend for their jazz festival. I mean, that lineup there is so heavy. Oh my God,
Dr. Yeah, what's that all about?
The Steel City Jazz Festival in Birmingham, Alabama. You got Rick Braun, you got Boney James, you got Rochelle Pharrell. I mean,
wow.
You name them, they're out there. This lineup is so heavy, man, and I'm so excited to head out that way. Everett Harp, Kyle Turner, Ben Tanker, Jasmine Jant, Sherry Reed, Paul Jackson Jr., Rick Braun, the OJs, David Sanborn, Jeffrey Osborne, Norman Brown, Najee, Jeff Lorber, Kim Waters, Michael Linton, Mark Antone, Alex Bouillon, Marion Meadows. Listen, I'm telling you.
Wow.
So that's Friday. That's this Friday and this Saturday in Birmingham, Alabama. I'll be out there hosting that jazz festival as well. So. Yeah.
Oh, man, that is so. The train is moving, y'all. Catch the experience now. Catch the experience.
I missed you guys last week. I feel like I've been gone for about 2 years.
I know. We missed you so much. I'm so serious. It was like, oh, man, where is A-Train at? But listen, I'm so excited about everything because these are major events. These events are not a joke. As you can hear the lineup and see the exposure and getting just to bless them people with them jokes and just you know, and I love how you take those pictures. So if you are in Birmingham, Alabama, I had a couple of friends, by the way, that went to the festival in Jacksonville. They live in Miami. They drove there. So if you are anywhere near Montgomery, Alabama, this one you don't want to miss. You got to check out my main man. I mean, he's holding it down. Yeah, the artists are good. Yeah, they can sing and you know them and all that. But this dude right here, he's going to make you laugh. He's going to make you comfortable. You're going to feel like you at your family reunion at a barbecue and your extra guest is the celebrity singers and the performers, but he's gonna put it down and welcome you there and make you feel like y'all all at home on a one big old, y'all took over the whole Birmingham, Alabama, and y'all all family. That's how it's gonna feel. Listen, right. And so how can they, do you know how they can get their tickets? I mean,
yes, if they just go online and go to steelcitydashfestival.com. And they can pull the information up, and they can get the artist lineup as well as, you know, like the VIP information and things of that nature. That's Steel City Jazz Fest, Beham, Iceland. Steel City Jazz Fest, Beham.com. So go to their website.
I'm telling you, I'm missing all the fun. Okay, so anyway, but you got to be there. You never know. You guys got to be there. I'm telling you, I've worked with him. I've seen him, and he is amazingly funny and just so cool. And he might pull you on stage. You don't never know what you're going to get from him. So you definitely want to be a part of that. Again, if you're in the surrounding areas, make sure you're there. Listen, my question is because you got to follow him on his social media, and he's going to give you all the information. But I love, because it's like watching a television show, actually. I think he's got his own show on his social media. Okay, so let me ask you about the clip that you posted about Rihanna. I didn't get it. What was it about? The security guard was looking at her. What was that about?
Well, here's the thing. Here's what's, you know, been buzzing and trending in the news that, you know, on the Dr. Gina Radio Chat, we always talk about what's trending out here in the last few days. And one of the top trends out here is Rihanna. and it's not just about Lil Riri, but it's about the weight gain. The weight gain that Riri, you know, has, like, just suddenly, you know, taken. And it's like they're trying to figure out, is she pregnant, you know, or is it that, you know, she's just been, you know, eating, you know, a little too much or whatever, but Lil Rihanna is no longer as of now. I mean, Rihanna looks real grown. She looks
I got love for Rihanna. I mean, she's a beautiful, talented young woman. So, you know, shout out to Rihanna. But it's just that the
people are wondering.
They are wondering because, I mean, she got on some jeans. And when your knee print starts sticking out your jeans, you'd have crossed over. Everybody's trying to figure out what's going on. I don't know if you've been paying attention. She's been wearing a lot of baggy clothing, you know, which is totally opposite of how she usually dresses, because she usually just come out with a pair of earrings and some high heel shoes, and then she's good. She just walk on the red carpet with nothing but earrings and shoes. Everything, yes, you can see it all. But Rihanna's really been covering up like an awning at a restaurant. So.
Oh my goodness!
In my post, if you notice, the security guard is walking behind her or next to her, and he has this expression on his face like he's trying to figure something out.
That's what I was looking at, and I'm looking at her thighs and stuff. It's gotten a little thicker. Oh man, well, we want to know, Rihanna, and you know what? You're always welcome to call into Dr. Gina's radio chat and let us know what's going on. But listen, now today the thing that's trending, and you're a comedian, you know, so I want to know your opinion about this. Everybody, I mean, I saw the picture of what's her name, the comedian lady with the red hair,
Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy Lee. Yep. Okay, Kathy Griffin, yes. Okay, so Everybody's talking about this. I mean, they got an opinion. I want to know what your thoughts is as far, you know, what was her comedic position in that? And then, you know, just what do you think about it?
Well, I don't know what her approach was, you know, prior to her, you know, doing it. But, I mean... a fool on the street to tell you that it would incite everything that it has incited, you know, with Secret Service, you know, because the dude is a sitting president, and anytime you walk around with his head in your hand full of blood, that's going to raise a few eyebrows, and it may not get the attention that you want. So I don't know what her intentions were as a comedian, only she knows that simply because comedians, you know, we have our freedom of speech, and that stage is where it's going to happen, or whatever camera we get in front of, you know, to express whatever we're feeling. So I don't know what she was feeling or what her thoughts were behind it. Of course, the media has jumped on it and filled those blanks in for her. You know what I mean?
They compared it to
ISIS, and they compared it to her placing a threat on, you know, the president, and so they filled in a lot of information in those blanks, but I don't really know what her approach was. I saw what she made an apology. She went public with that, saying that it was distasteful. She's embarrassed by it, and she, you know, really didn't mean it.
Wow.
She said it was dumb. She said it's very stupid.
So give her a break, you guys. She's apologized. She admitted it was dumb and all of that. So, you know, it was a joke that went too far. And sometimes in comedy, doesn't that happen? Sometimes you could take a joke just too far.
Based on some people's standards. But then, you know, you have some comedians out there, you know, they've made a vow that they'll never apologize for a joke. You know what I mean? It just depends. You know, it really depends on that comic and, you know, where they are with their craft. You know, I did see someone in the media. They were like, hey, you know, leave the lady alone. And then they showed all these other pictures of what people said and did about President Obama, you know, hanging from a tree. Those images that was out there, you know, during the time that he was a sitting president. So, you got some people, they are really rallying behind this to have CNN remove her from hosting the New Year's Eve party.
And, wow, you know, really? Jeez.
So, yeah, this is
what's out there, man. You know, you got,
it's so
you got
funny
people.
Because when you're considering the actual comic, though, it's not like, I'm not surprised that she did that. Because, I mean, that's how, she's raunchy like that. She has that type of, that's her humor, is being just as cutthroat as possible. And I'm just really surprised that people are reacting to her like that when she's been like that. This might be the most extensive we've seen, but it's not a big shocker to me. I mean, I don't know why everybody's so shocked. Like, I mean, we're talking about Kathy Griffin. That would be like, I mean, she's never been soft with her comedy, though. Am I wrong in saying that?
Yeah, she has her own lane. She has her
own lane. And this is why I love having you on the show, though, in a sense, because this world that's coming up, so, I mean, comedy has been around for a long time. We know Richard Pryor and even before him, and Fred Sanford and all the others before him. Archie Bunker, I mean, George, I mean, all of them, you know, it's been comedy and everything. Right. But I really think that it's just so much attention drawn to you all right now, and exposure is so important right now, that people really are learning a lot about this whole industry and this world and the mentality and stuff about it. And it's really interesting. I also love, though, too, A-Train, that, you know, like I watched Shazam, the show with Jamie Foxx. I thought it was really good. I love that. It's a lot of comics that are coming on national television again and doing shows and things like that. And I just think it's good. What do you think about that? It's your time, isn't it?
Oh yeah, comedy owns the night. You know what I mean? that's a statement that has been around for a while. Comedy owns the night, and comedy is really taking off. And the cool part about it is, it's not just taking off in one direction. It's taking off in a multiple areas and in multiple directions, which is so awesome. You know,
it is amazing. I love it. I'm just like a sponge. I just want to know so much. Like, I just want to suck it up. It's so interesting to me to see this movement like this. And you got, and I love it because they cross each other, whereas, you know, humor is so universal. And like, you have so many different guests on the A-Train Experience, which is, by the way, always held at the Ritz Theater in Jacksonville, Florida.
You have
broken ground in Jacksonville, the king of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm going to say Florida, period. And you holding it down with historical moves, okay? Not just being funny. You are historically making moves right now. So you're a legend already. So tell everybody what show is coming up. I think it's June the 9th.
Yes, on the 9th of June, man, we got my good friend, comedian Pete Lee from VH1, Best Week Ever. He's out of New York. He's appeared on The Letterman Show. He was on Jimmy Fallon about 2 weeks ago. He's coming in out of New York, and he's going to be gracing the stage with us right here in Jacksonville, Florida at the A-Train Live The Experience. That's the 9th of June, a Friday night at the Ritz Theater right here in Jacksonville. You can go and get tickets now. Go to Ticketmaster or go to the box office, the Ritz Theater box office, and contact them for tickets as well. So, yeah, and we're going to have a good time, man. We're going to have a real good time.
Well, listen, this is my thing. I'm going to bring a suggestion and put it on the table right now. If I was in Jacksonville or anywhere in the surrounding area, I would buy season tickets. So if you have not... You need to get season tickets, because these are events that are going to, it's historical for one, and they're memorable. You're going to have a great time. It's a nice, sassy night out on a date with your girlfriends, with your homies.
Right.
You don't want to miss none of the shows. All of the shows are good. This is going to be just as good as Bodacious show was with A-Train and all the ones before that. So you don't want to, you know, just get season tickets and just go to all of them. That's what you need to do. Can they get season tickets, A-Train?
Yes, they can get season tickets. As a matter of fact, we have a new series, a new season coming up in the month of August. And those tickets are going on sale, I believe, in the next few days. And what happens is there are four shows in a season. And you can purchase all four shows for the price of three. And I'm telling you, we're breaking top national, you know, talent in the industry right now. They're coming in aggressive stages, and they're funny. and it's more than comedy. I mean, we got great music, man. There's an interview session that is done on stage after the show to get the audience to participate and interact with that comedian, you know, to ask different questions or things that you may want to know. And I'm telling you, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. And that's why we call it the A-Train Live experience. So, it's an experience. It's more than comedy. It's an experience.
And then you got and you got different DJs in your local area, too, and surrounding areas that come. So if you want to, you know, support.
Absolutely.
It's just such a great movement because you got your DJs, you got the Ritz itself, the theater, you got comedian A-Train, you got his guests.
Right.
It's a great experience. You definitely want to get your tickets. And go ahead.
And the theater, the facility, the state of art. I'm talking about, this is a top-notch venue. You know, this is one of the most prestigious venues in the city, and it's maintained with state-of-the-art technology, and you're going to love the atmosphere, you're going to love the facility, you're going to love the performers, you're going to love the experience that you have. I'm telling you, man, it ain't nothing like going somewhere where you're receiving, where you're having a good time, enjoying yourself in a good environment. Sometimes you go to places and the talent and the entertainment is good, but the venue is like, man, this is, I don't want to, you don't even want the purse to touch the floor. You know, it's like, this place is nice, man. This place is nice. So I'm telling you, come through. We even have tickets on Groupon right now. If you go to Groupon and type in A-Train Live. You go on Groupon, type in A-Train Live, the experience. You can find those tickets as well. So we're trying to do everything we can to make sure that it's available and affordable for the community, because show is at the Ritz, and the Ritz has always been dedicated to the city and the communities around it. So we want everybody to come out, man.
Well, I absolutely love that. I love it. I cannot wait this summer. I don't know what you got going on after this one, but I'm definitely making my way. Emmanuel's going to be out of school. We're going to hit the road, and I'm coming to hang out with you and my sister Tracy and see you do your thing.
Yes.
I want to experience it. And you know what I really love about it? Well, first of all, because that's why I said it was sassy, because I knew that the Ritz, the name of it is just really spectacular. And just the fact that I can envision this nice theater and just the roping, and I don't know, I just see gold and red and you know, royalty. Let me ask you something. Yeah. So can they get like drinks and food? I mean, what type of setting is that? So for those that don't know.
We do have a concession will be available. Concession will be available. And like I say, it's a full service concession area. So everything that a concession would normally have, you know, at a city event like that, a city venue like that, you will find it there. So definitely come on out.
Well, listen, if you haven't seen him, he was at the Jacksonville Jazz Festival. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people there, and days, rather. Not just one show, but days. He was hopping from one stage to another stage. He had a golf cart chauffeur, and he's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama, so you're going to get to experience that same experience. If you missed it, you're going to get even more Birmingham, Alabama, because he's ready. He got his warm-up and everything. You got the experience down. Listen, he's no stranger. He's been doing this annually now. This is your third time in Jacksonville, right?
Yes, and I'm the first and only comedian that they've ever used in the history of the Jazz Festival, Jacksonville Jazz Festival. And so it's really been an honor and a privilege, you know, to have the city, utilize me in that format and allow me to, break those barriers. So it's an awesome thing. And keep in mind, Jacksonville is one of the largest jazz festivals in the country. I think the one that's large, that's next to us, that is the largest, is New Orleans. And Jacksonville is the second. Mm-hmm.
And then Birmingham, I'm assuming, is the next one. So listen, if you're in the surrounding area, Birmingham, Alabama, represent and give A-Train some love. But A-Train going to give y'all plenty of love. And his jokes is funny. And his hosting, you're going to feel right at home. Like I said, he's also got the A-Train experience June the 9th. But you have also Rick Ross and Kay Michelle.
Yeah.
In Jacksonville.
Yeah,
tell them about that.
I'm hosting that concert as well. That's on July 8th at the Times Union Theater here in Jacksonville, Florida. So you can go to Ticketmaster to get those tickets as well. Man, I had people come up to me. They was like, man, you know what? I'm coming to that show just because you're on there. I was like, wow, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So I shout out to all my supporters, man, and family and friends that's out there rocking with your boy. So I really appreciate the love that I get here in the city. I love my city.
Yes, represent Jacksonville. I love you too. I love me some Jacksonville, Florida. For those of you that don't know, my strong connection with Jacksonville, Florida is that I went and got my theology degree there. I've traveled back and forth several times. I mean, like at least twice a year, three times a year, every year for the last, I don't even know, 10, 12 years. So it's really been a second home. I got friends. I got spiritual family there. I mean, everybody's there that I know. So I really just love, and just to come in contact with A-Train in Florida, but outside of Jacksonville, and now he's my family, him and his wife. It's just been a great experience. So listen, you definitely, so now, see, this is when you know that you have really arrived and you're still growing. I ain't gonna say you're there yet, but you're still growing, because you got so much stuff to do. It's when people come and see you and don't care who else is on the bill. That's what I'm talking about.
I know
that's right. Okay. So listen, keep representing and lift him up, y'all. Be that wave in Jacksonville, Florida, like you're doing. Keep doing what you do. Got love for Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you so much. A-Train, again, you guys got to follow him. He's on what? Tell everybody how to follow you.
I'm on Facebook under A-Train Live, The Experience. And I'm also on Twitter under A-Train Live. I'm on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. And I have a Facebook page called Do It Again and See What Happens. So get at me.
Why you gotta say it like that? Why you gotta say it like that? Like, do it again. You say it like, he's saying it like he mean it, because he said if he catch one of y'all doing something, he gonna say do it again and see what happened. Right, A-Train?
Right.
Listen, he makes me laugh. I'm so glad he's a part of the show. So listen, you guys, go and do that. Follow, you get your season tickets and all of that. You know how to follow me. I'm on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook, My Health and Soul Fitness Facebook channel. And also, you know, my website, drginaprince.com. And you got to follow us. The Keys Against the Enemy is coming out soon. The Curvation Elevation, produced and edited and all of that, by filmed by Roderick Dickerson. You just heard from him. And you guys got to join me in Jacksonville, Florida at the Power Breakfast gym. It's beautiful gyms. It's going to be amazing. Rachel and her team, and Darlene McCoy, you guys know her from her syndicated show on the Praise Network. We got everybody. We're going to be there. So you got to make sure that you join me on that June the 24th in Atlanta, Georgia, outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And I don't want you to miss that opportunity. You got to get your tickets for that as well. So I'm excited about everything that's going on, you guys. I'm so glad that we get to see you guys and interact with you on the things that we're doing and on our social media. Again, the Power Breakfast 2017 Sparkling Gems on June the 24th, 9 a.m. Darlene McCoy is going to be with us, Prophetess Tara Caressa, and Lady Rachelle Lee and myself. We're going to be there in Stockbridge, Georgia, at the Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott. So you definitely want to get your tickets. All right, you guys, we're running out of time. I wish we could stay on all day. Maybe God will increase us. We keep on building up them numbers, and he will. I tell you, he will. I'm loving you. Stay healthy. Stay whole. Live in your destiny. We got nothing but love for you. Don't we, A-Train? We just love them, don't we?
I love you.
All right. Absolutely. All right, you guys. Take care. Until next time, you never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.